Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge by a man accused of being the world's biggest facilitator of child abuse images. The challenge aimed at halting his extradition to the United States. Well, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been following the case of Eric Owen Marquez with an address at Mountjoy Square in Dublin 1. Paul Reynolds, what more can you tell us about this action from this man?
Well, Eric Owen Marquez was born in the US to a Brazilian father and an Irish mother, and he came here when he was 5 years of age. He was living as an adult in a flat in Mountjoy Square in Dublin when the Gardaí arrested him in 2013 on foot of an extradition warrant from the US. Now, the FBI claims that the 33-year-old is the owner and administrator of an anonymous website known as Freedom Hosting and is the world's largest facilitator of the distribution of child abuse images. The US authorities want to put him on trial on charges related to images on over 100 anonymous websites described as being extremely violent, graphic and depicting the rape and torture of children. Now, Marquez has been in jail here since 2013. He was refused bail after it emerged he had substantial financial resources with over $1.5 million passing through one bank account alone, and that he had carried out internet searches on whistleblower Edward Snowden and obtaining a Russian visa. Now, he wanted to be tried here and he even offered to plead guilty, but the DPP decided not to prosecute him. So, for the past 6 years, Marquez has been fighting against extradition to the US. He has taken several legal actions challenging his extradition and the DPP's decision, and today was the final action at the highest court.
So he had previously lost in the High Court and the Court of Appeal. Today, the Supreme Court upholding those judgments. The FBI, as you say, involved in this case. Has there been any initial reaction from the FBI in relation to these proceedings today?
No, it's overnight in the US, so we haven't had a reaction yet. But it's interesting to note why the Supreme Court made its decision. Marquez's lawyers had argued or had asked the Supreme Court whether the Minister for Justice was under an obligation to seek reasons from the DPP as to why he was not being prosecuted in Ireland for the offences. And the court was also asked if the reasons given by the Minister for Justice in making the decision to extradite him were adequate. Now, the state was represented by Ronan Kennedy BL, and he had argued that the appeal be dismissed. And today, Mr. Justice Peter Charlton said the Minister for Justice was not under an obligation to seek reasons from the DPP as to why a suspect is not being prosecuted in Ireland. The Minister, he said, had a separate function from the DPP, and Mr. Justice Charlton also said that the reasons given by the Minister in the circumstances of this case not to seek reasons from the DPP were adequate. And the other four judges agreed. Marquez lost his case. His application was dismissed. There was no stay put on the ruling, which means that he can be extradited to the US to face those child abuse charges immediately.
So that could be effected as soon as this week. Paul Reynolds, of our crime correspondent, thank you.